Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Riverside Center for the Performing Arts and a Riverside Family Christmas, our focus this morning. A Riverside Family Christmas, November 25th through December 27th. Good friend Patrick Ahern is with us, and we're going to be joined in just a little bit with Kathy Halinda talking about the show. But Patrick, good to have you on this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Ted. It's a beautiful day. So ready to start talking Christmas. Halloween's over with, so here we go. Thanksgiving in a week, and then we're into the holiday season.
If anyone has seen the Riverside programs, especially these where you kind of pick out some of the favorite Christmas songs and do them, it's a great show, and that's why I'm really looking forward to this show. This is going to be a great show, and a great way to end what has been a challenging year.
You know, I can't wait for this 2020 to be over with. I'll tell you. It's funny. I think back to, what was it, when we hit 2000 and all that stuff about Y2K.
Yeah,
and
it didn't happen.
Everybody got panicked and everybody. Nobody, I don't think anybody thought, you know, blinked an eye about 2020.
No.
And then here we go. I mean, it's just been one thing after another. But, you know, we are a great country. We're resilient. There's wonderful people in this world, and I've got the majority of them over here at Riverside, so we're raring to go.
The interesting thing, and I have not been in studio just early this year before the pandemic. And
I know.
Since then, you have not been, and it's because you all continue to. You, I mean, you are just super, super careful. You and the whole staff there.
Yeah, when we initially had our skeletal crew, you know, we all made a pact with one another to really be vigilant and do what the CDC recommends, the governor's office, Dr. Fauci, you know, everybody that we respect so much, and just pay attention to where you go, and we have to treat each other like family right now and take care of one another. And we've been doing that. And the reason I haven't been, you know, coming into studio, or I haven't, I really haven't gone anywhere outside of Riverside and my home. And actually my sister's, I've been to her home a few times, mm-hmm. But even with that said, I wear my mask and I sit, you know, if we're eating a dinner or something like that, I sit at least 8 feet apart from the rest of the family. And we do that to protect the people that we work so hard with over here at Riverside, and everybody is vested in keeping everything going, and so I want to treat everybody with respect. So I'm just veering on the side of caution right now. I miss more than anything in the world coming into that studio, Ted, because those are some of my favorite times.
And we have a lot of fun.
I'll be back in there soon. I feel it. I really do. I think that there's. I know we've got some. Numbers that have risen in our area. I know our immediate area is still, even though it's grown, it's not as bad as, I guess, Southwest Virginia, which is bringing our numbers up. But we certainly are not in any situation like other parts of the country. And I think that's why, you know, getting back to your initial thing that you said about we're taking care of everybody over here at Riverside, and I think maybe many of the of our fellow Virginians are trying to do the same thing. So I hope we can keep it that way, because we want to go into 2021 on the uprise. And you know, it seems like the possibility of a vaccine is on its way. And with that said, we have to still be cautious and treat one another with respect and with a lot of love and humility right now.
Yep, and a lot of planning. I know whether you're a church pastor, whether you're running a dinner theater, there are a lot of things that go into, and just, I don't think a lot of us understand just all the preparation. We just show up to some of these things and your social distance. But I know you just go through, you go through, there's a big process to be able to let people in and be able to make even the smallest event work with the conditions we're living under right now.
Yes. It you know, here again, don't mean to sound like a broken record, but, you know, I listen to the scientists, I listen to the experts out there, and I get all the info down, and then we come back here at Riverside and transfer it to our space so that we can, you know, we can operate and we can have people come in and enjoy what they love and take their minds away from, you know, our daily problems. And the only way we get to do that is if we do it safely. I wouldn't do it any other way. So I think I've got one of the best teams that have ever been here at Riverside. And everybody has just worked so hard at, you know, the social distancing, the temperature checks, the washing of the hand sanitizer stations, everything. And, you know, we were able to successfully open our doors the first week of August, and we have been, you know, going ever since. We had a great production of Souvenir that we ran for 4 weeks, and now, of course, our Sip and Sing Supper Club, and now here we are ready to open our doors for the Riverside family Christmas. And we got a little scare on Friday with the governor's order, but then we got the clarifications over the weekend to know that it didn't apply to us directly, because we're already operating at the 50% capacities, and we've been doing all of our you know, beautiful social distancing and following all the you know, the different rules. You know, our hearts are pounding. But even that, you know, when we got that news on Friday, I told the cast and everybody, said, just relax. You know, we've got to do what is asked for us to do. And if that is the case, then, you know, we might have to wait a couple weeks. We'll do the show in December, maybe Christmas in January. But as I have gotten further clarification, we are fine here at Riverside. So we're raring to go a week from Wednesday.
I like your I just like the way you have approached this, because I had not seen the clarification from the governor's office on Friday night, and I knew you were coming in, and it was with trepidation that I texted you to say, do you still want to come in? You still want to do the show? And when you immediately, I mean, I heard back from you instantly. Yes, we're all set. And so I felt like, okay, well, you know something that I don't, and so it was good news to hear that.
Yeah, yeah, and then you were able to see the clarifications over the weekend. So
super good. Yeah, yeah. Businesses, churches, and schools are all exempt. Real quick, talk about a Riverside Family Christmas, and then we're gonna take a break and talk to Kathy Helenda about this, and then come back to you. But this, I know you've been putting this together for a while, and are really excited about it.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's really a simple concept. You know, first of all, I have to adhere to the rules. I keep saying this. I don't want to bore people that are listening in. But we, in order to put a cast, you know, because it's not, of course, it's about the patrons and about protecting them, you know, in terms of the social distancing. And we've done all of that diligently. But it also is all about the cast and the crew. They have to be protected as well. And I cannot have people on stage singing unless each one of those people is 10 feet from the next person closest to them. And so we have hired a cast of 8 people to do this show. And everybody's got a station to get to that keeps them 10 feet apart from their nearest cast member at all times. And so the concept of the Riverside Family Christmas was born from what we have to do first from a safety perspective, and then flesh everything else in. So it's basically the Riverside family, as this story goes, is always getting ready to do their annual holiday show that they tour. And the news comes shortly before Thanksgiving that because of the pandemic and the coronavirus, that one of our cast members gets a letter in from the producers saying that the Christmas show is off. And in our story that we have fleshed out, our Riverside family all lives on a compound. Everybody's houses and everything is within a certain distance. And there's this great barn on the compound as well. And it's sort of the matriarch of our family, Aunt Kathy Helenda. She is the one that gets the news. And with her optimism just shining, she comes up with a great idea that, well, if we can't go out and do the tour, we will open up our barn and open the barn doors and entertain the community right out here in our compound in the the outdoors. And therefore, a Christmas show is put together with the Riverside family. And that's the concept of the show. And we have got many of everybody's holiday favorites, and we've combined it with some great classic songs and popular songs so that it's not all Christmas songs, but songs that are popular that can be taken as very appropriate for the season. And it's a wonderful cast. The voices are great. Some of our new Riverside family members and some of our tried and true family members. And Ted, I am going to be a part of the show. I will be making a guest appearance in the show this year. That's all I'm going to say. And people will be surprised when they come in to see the show. So many people always say, Patrick, when are you going to be on stage again? When are you going to sing? And this is a great opportunity because, of course, I'm part of the Riverside family. So there you have it. We've actually staged the entire show as of Friday, and we will begin working on the stage this week. Today, we go into the theater, and I think everybody's going to be delighted. People are going to feel warm, and they're going to feel part of the family. You know, we've got the message out there that if you can't travel to be with your family for Christmas, come and be part of ours, because we're going to have you socially distanced properly and following all the protocols to make you be able to relax and enjoy safely a Riverside family Christmas.
I've got about 45 minutes then to try to get it out of you of what you're going to sing. So that's my charge as we go along this morning. I did not know that about 10 feet. That's interesting that you have to stage it in that way. That 10 feet is what you're going by.
And boy, have we been diligent. You know, I've been telling even in rehearsals, everybody's wearing masks in rehearsals. Our company manager, James Davis, who is just a true gem, he separated our event center into 8 different spots and made a box for each person to sit in so that they had their music stand, place for them to set their belongings down and have their music, and everybody is 10 feet plus apart from one another in rehearsals. Of course, the piano's in the center of the room. And we have done it all very safely. And then once we started mapping out blueprint for our staging, the specs of the stage and everything, then we advanced into even a safer environment. And now we'll go into the theater today.
Okay. And what did you say what's the song you're working on right now?
Okay, Bob Woodward.
just doing my best here. Patrick Ahern is here this morning. It's a Riverside Family Christmas, November 25th through December 27th. RiversideDT.com, 370-4300. We'll talk about tickets and all of that as we go along this morning. Kathy Halenda is going to join us. Patrick, thank you. We will talk with you just after 8:30 again.
All right, Ken. I'll be waiting.
More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We'll be right back.
Opinions, we've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
Riverside Center for the Performing Arts and a Riverside Family Christmas, November 25th through December 27th. RiversideDT.com is where you can find out information and get tickets that way, or call 370-4300, 540-370-4300. 4300. Kathy Halenda, better known in this production as Aunt Kathy, joins us by phone this morning. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Ted. Hi, Fredericksburg.
I miss you. I mean, this, I just said to you off air, this is the type of show where you and Patrick ought to be sitting in the studio with me. But until we get a vaccine, that won't be the case. But it's great to talk to you this morning. How excited are you about a Riverside Family Christmas?
Very excited. I mean, every actor in the world right now is just desperate to perform again. And it's been 8 months since I performed. I was backstage as a dresser for the last show, Souvenir, which was a lovely little piece. But this was my first time really being on the main stage again, so in 8 months. So I have been desperately missing the audience and the connection that I have with the audience. So I'm really excited about it. And it's, you know, it's Christmas, and it's going to be a different kind of Christmas and an interesting kind of Christmas. But I think we can still find our Christmas joy somewhere. So I think this show is just our little way of sharing some Christmas joy.
As Patrick described what a Riverside Family Christmas is all about, and kind of and just talked about the outline of the show, I can see you as Aunt Kay. I can just picture you. I can see the looks on your faces. You're perfect for this.
Well, I'm like slash Aunt Kathy, Aunt Mame, Ringmaster.
Yeah.
You know.
Yes. that's what you're good at. I mean, with Sip and Sing, this summer, just the short little this is in a way a bigger Sip and Sing in some ways.
Yes.
But you kind of ran the show for that.
Right, I try.
this one, and you've done other Christmas shows at Riverside, but doing something like this where you're dealing with all the different songs and the short little kind of vignettes that go through a show like this, it's got to be a lot of fun.
Well, it's really fun. I mean, I just love this kind of cabaret format, and this one is kind of interesting because we are making it all about the Riverside locals. This is the, you know, the kids that live near here that are not traveling. We can't, you know, have them travel from New York or Florida. So it's all the local favorites that people know and love. And we've made it quite joyful and quite hopeful. And it's different songs. It's not the same stuff that they've heard the last two Christmases. Couple of return songs, but a lot of it is brand new. We can't do any of the big dance numbers because of the distancing on stage. But we do have some dancing from our dear choreographer friend Stephanie Wood. She does some lovely little stuff. And so, yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on as socially distant as the rules allow.
That has to be different. And these are just everything is different of what we're dealing with day in,
yeah,
day out, but especially on the stage to be aware and to keep that in mind that you've got
really
to keep
hard
that distance.
When you're trying to connect with people on stage and act with them and react with them, it's very hard not to instinctively move into their body or get closer to them to talk. So we have to be very aware that on stage, we are trying to stay 8 to 10 feet apart. And then from the audience, we're like 12 to 15 feet. It's a constant awareness in the back of your head. You have to have a bubble around you on stage. So we've tried very hard to stay in our spots and I think it'll be as safe as we can do it.
Boy, and you take a look at, the Broadway's not talking about going back until, you know, maybe next summer.
Right.
And in talking with all of you who are actors at Riverside, everyone is just so grateful, I know, to
mm-hmm.
have these opportunities.
Oh, yeah. Well, Broadway has such small theaters in New York, and for them to do any kind of socially distant show, they won't make any money because they have to sell out to make money. And the theaters up there are very tiny, and you can't put people 6 feet apart in the audience. You'd have like 20 people on a Broadway show. Well, that's not going to make any money. So I understand their decision, but I do hope that there are theaters there are theaters that are trying to do small space, you know, spaced things and be a distance and follow the rules and all that. So I think we have to try. I think actors and theater people are pretty innovative, and we just don't quit. So we're trying.
Well, and it makes you in the case of Riverside, you're grateful that you have the facility that is there that you are
sure.
able to spread people out and to be able to put on a
sure.
show like this.
Because mm-hmm. I'm telling you, trying to find a job right now is really difficult. I have not had any luck at it because I'm too old to find a job. They see my high school graduation year and don't call me back. So they don't realize that I'm really quite energetic and sporting.
Oh, you are, Kathy. That's why I look forward to this. I think this is the type of show you can go to it and you can at least for 90 minutes or so, forget about what you're dealing with in the world right now.
Yeah. And just have some Christmas spirit. And you can bring a small family. You know, you can bring 4 to 6 people and have your family bubble come and enjoy an evening. And I think we're trying to serve a meal, and so it can be a full evening of a little bit of Christmas.
Is there a part in this show that you really really touches you?
Oh, there really are several. There are some really beautiful moments in this show where we talk about the heroes of the pandemic and. the blessings that people have been to each other during all of this. But most of it really is all about joy and hope and baby Jesus. And, you know, there's really lovely moments that are quite touching.
You were part of the Christmas production last year at this time, weren't you, at Riverside?
Yes. Uh-huh.
I remember because I was backstage when a soldier a soldier was coming home and
right.
was part of that
I
that night.
I remember seeing you backstage. We and, were in the wings together.
Yeah, and yeah, that's right. We stood back there together. And boy, you think of where we were then and where we are now. But
oh
we
my
have
God, yeah.
we have made
we had
it.
We had kids in that show. We had like 25 people in that show.
Yeah.
We had up close tap dancing and you know dancers all over each other. Yeah, it was a different time. Really was. It was like forever ago.
But this is, again, this is if to be able to bring back some normalcy. This is something that it's a great weather. It's just like you say, it's a great chance maybe to bring some family members and just be able to escape for a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit of an escape. Absolutely. A Christmas escape.
So you're as Aunt Kathy. Are you? It sounds like you're. Are you on stage most of the time?
No, we all have our moments, and then we leave stage. The only times there's like eight of us on stage together is like six moments during the show because we have to be so spread apart. But most of it is you know duets and solos in and out, and then this is with the running theme, the running umbrella of peace and love and fun and Christmas. So I don't narrate each song. I don't have patter between each number like I did before.
Yeah.
But I start off the show, and you know, it gives you an idea of what is happening with our family and why we're putting on our show in the barn. So there's a little bit of a storyline, but not much.
RiversideDT.com 370-4300. And as Patrick has talked about this, this isn't the kind. I mean, if you're interested in getting tickets to this, you ought to get them soon.
Yeah, because we only are allowed to sell half capacity. So.
Yeah.
It is important to get them in if you want to get them in.
RiversideDT.com, 370-4300. Kathy, I can't wait to see you in this production and also to one of these days have you back in the studio again.
Absolutely, Ted. I always enjoy being with you in the studio.
Kathy Alenda is with us again, Riverside Center for the Performing Arts and a Riverside Family Christmas, November 25th through December 2nd, through December 27th. November 25th, December 27th. Is a Riverside Family Christmas. Kathy, thank you. See you soon. Thanks.
Thank you, Sadie.
Patrick Ahern will join us when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA 831.
I have the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We are talking Riverside Center for the Performing Arts this morning and a Riverside Family Christmas, November 25th through December 27th. Patrick Ahern is back with us, and Kathy mentioned it a little bit. You talked about it, but this is the type of show that if you're interested, just because you don't have as many tickets as in the past, you want to get your tickets soon.
Oh, gotcha. You know, we've sold a good amount. You know, going into it, I know some people are still what's the word I want to use? Afraid. Tentative about you know getting out in a public setting, but you know the people that have come in here, the people that if you go to our social media pages, everybody praises us for how well we have done that. And you know it's so great that the theater is such a large space, and we are doing only theater in the theater. So any food or drink happens on the event side where all the tables are socially distanced. And then once you go into the theater, you are required to wear your mask and you are at least 6 feet apart, if not more. It's like every other table on the tiers. And then the floor, there are double seats of two, 44 double seats of two on the floor, all distanced 6 feet apart. So it's beautifully laid out for people. But, you know, I can certainly understand anybody that's not ready to come yet. We're not forcing anybody, but we do want everybody to know that we are taking care of everybody. So there is limited seating. Normally, we would seat over 425 people in here, and we are down to, you know, probably about 150 people. And then bear in mind that if you go online or you reserve a table, a six-top table, and say you reserve it for three, nobody else can sit with you at that table. So, you know, I would dare say we're not going to have more than 100 to 150 people at any given time. So in a big space like the Riverside Theater, even that many people, everybody is way spread out, and it's good. And there's, of course, no intermission. It's a 90-minute show. Mm-hmm. You know, there's not a lot of concern. I mean, obviously, if you have to go to the bathroom, you get up and you go, but there won't be any long lines or congregating out in the lobby of a lot of people. So, but yes, getting back to your original question, it's important to call in, get your tickets sooner rather than later. Yeah,
you will get tickets.
And we've added a performance. There's a Saturday matinee.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, right now we cannot do children's theater. So, so we're going to do a Saturday matinee. The performance would be at 1:30. And people can come in, and what comes along with the ticket price for the Saturday matinee is a brunch box, which is, you know, some little quiches and some muffins, and, you know, it's really tasty and you know, something light to have before the show. So there's a sixth performance during the week, so we can accommodate, you know, the people that want to see the show.
If someone wants tickets, you can either get them riversidedt.com, or you can call 540-370-4300.
Yeah, call into the box office.
No visiting the box office, just call in and do that way. The other thing is when you come in, you have a temperature check, you go through all the things. So I mean, you have done everything humanly possible to make sure that everything is safe for everyone.
Yeah, and you know, I have to say, too, the people who have come in during the Sip and Sing or during the seeing our production of Souvenir, you can just tell those people are following the rules. I think that anybody that is coming to Riverside are people that are doing their due diligence. We have had no trouble. We have had nobody giving us a hard time about wearing a mask. Nobody giving us a hard time about, you know, staying 6 feet apart. It's all worked out very, very, very well. So I think that the community, at least in our immediate area, has responded very well to this. And therefore, people can feel, you know, that's an additional feeling of safety here, that, you know, we have had no trouble with anybody not following the rules.
I think you said James set everything up, and there are you have walkways to go to. You have mm-hmm. arrows. It is quite the setup, and
yep.
Everybody yep. is you really are staying away from everyone there.
Yeah, we just you know, like I said, the safety of our patrons and our employees is paramount. It's number one. So, you know, I make sure that happens. I mean, you can ask anybody in rehearsals. Patrick is constantly saying, no, you're too close. No, yep. You know, I'm constantly aware and making sure because, you know, bottom line, too. I mean, I want to do the best to keep myself safe as I am doing if I go to a store. Matter of fact, I was very delighted, not to get off the beaten path here, but I had to run over to the store Belk over at the Spotsylvania Town Center last weekend, and I was very encouraged to see that everybody in that store had a mask on.
Yeah.
And everybody was keeping their distance, all the protocols in the store. So it's good to see that the public is, you know, I'm sure it's not everybody, but I think in this area, the majority of the public is following the rules, and that's what's going to help us get control of this virus. Is you know, even when I know all the great news is coming out about the vaccine, but even, you know, in the beginnings when the vaccine is being first distributed, we still have to do our due diligence, I think, for the next year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and it can only protect us from not just coronavirus, but a lot of other things that might be out there, too.
Right.
So I think maybe this is a good thing for everybody to continue to follow a lot of these things. Wash your hands, you know, keep your distance. They can only be good for us down the road.
Now, whether it's all the things that get us back to normal, one of those things is just being able to go and enjoy
right.
a night of a night at the Riverside Center for the Performing Arts in Stafford. Again, it's
yep.
a Riverside Family Christmas, November 25th through December 27th. RiversideDT.com, 370-4300. Kathy mentioned it just about how so many, and we've talked about this before too, how right now with for performers, for actors, there's so few things open right now, and to be able to have a slot and to be able to do one of these things, to be able to do a show like this, wow, everybody's got to be just thrilled that we're lucky to have Riverside here, and like you said, the facility, the size you do to be able to put on shows.
Right. And you know, I how do I say this? The everybody needs a job. And the job is important, and I think a lot of these people that are doing the Christmas show, whether it be the performers on stage or the crew off stage, the job is essential. But I believe even more so than the job is exactly what we're doing is allowing the family to get together, to do what they love doing. You know, it's very hard during these times that so many of us are isolated. And a lot of performers are away from their families already. A lot of performers, you know, like myself, like Kathy Helenda, Andrea Kahane, we live by ourselves. And so you want that opportunity to be able to congregate with people that you refer to as family within your entertainment community. And it makes you feel good. It's good for the soul. It's good for your mental stability because, you know, a lot of mental health has been very apparent and important during this coronavirus time. So, you know, what I like to think of is, and I, even for myself, I'm energized when Monday comes around and I get up and get myself going and come to Riverside and come to the office. It's like medicine. And so I know how it works for me.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's going to do the same for these other people that want to be able to sing, that want to be able to speak on stage, and that want to have that camaraderie between other professionals in their field. And when Kathy speaks of, you know, there's not that many opportunities, she's right. I mean, I talk to a lot of my friends in New York and they are just, oh my God, it's so hard. It's here almost a year later where there has been no work in the city for the actors and everybody just holding on because, you know, unlike us here at Riverside where we can do social distancing and we can still, you know, within our means, it's tight, but we can perform for 100, 250 people and still try to at least break even or make a few dollars. In New York, on the Broadway scene, they break even at 75% capacity. So how do they social distance and get a Broadway show?
They
can't do it, you know. And so a lot of these performers are not able to work. And, you know, I know the film industry has come back. And as a matter of fact, a very good friend of mine just flew out to L.A. for 10 days to film something. And she said she was just afraid because she left from New York to go out there. But everything worked out fine. And you know, everybody was following protocols. But, you know, it, as far as performers on stage, the theater, the concert work, the opera, very limited. Very, very limited. So we are feeling fortunate, and if I can provide that here at Riverside, it it makes me feel good. And I have to say, Ted, you know, it's not just me and it's not just the people here at Riverside, but it's our board of managers who have to make some difficult decisions and tough calls because they have to consider their fiduciary responsibility to all the investors here at Riverside Center. They have really been behind us, and they have really, you know, I'm a fighter and I push, and they have stayed behind me and backed us up, and that means so much because it does keep some of these people employed during this holiday season. You know, so many of these people who have to put food on the table, have to pay their rents or their mortgages. It means a lot to all of those people that our board is doing their best, is working hard. You know, this is a volunteer board of managers here at Riverside, and these people put a lot of their personal time to try to come up with what's best for everybody here at Riverside. So my hat's off to all of our board of managers who work so hard, and our board manager, chairman, Patsy Thompson, who daily, and I'm not talking about just Mondays through Friday, but Saturday and Sunday as well, all of them, but primarily Patsy, who's in there day in and day out with us. And anyway, we owe a lot of gratitude and respect to all of them.
Well, and for so many of us who took it upon ourselves to try to help restaurants during tough times, mm-hmm. in March, April, and May, now's the time to you can do the same thing for Riverside Center for the Performing Arts.
Yeah, it's so important. You know, it's funny when I talk to people in the community and they say, "Well, what's going on with Riverside?" And I say, well, we're still going, but you know, you can't take it for granted. And they said, what do you mean you're not going to close? And I said, well, no, we never want to close. But you know, it's what this virus and what the climate, so to speak, not the weather, but what's happening. And it comes down to dollars and cents. You know, there's so many costs to keep an operation like this going, and you can't take it for granted. It's just important that people can support us. We're going to need the help from the community. We may, you know, down the road have to do some fundraising and different things that will help us out. But right now we're okay to proceed. I know at least till the end of the year, and I know we're planning into 2021. I think if we can get ourselves into the spring, we're going to be looking at great times here at Riverside. So the plan is not to go anywhere. The plan is to be here to present quality Broadway theater.
And the way we all assure that is this is the time to buy tickets and to go see things like a Riverside Family Christmas, yep. November 25th, yep. through December 27th.
And if you can't, if you don't feel comfortable coming yourself, but you want to help, buy some tickets and we can donate them to some people that could come, or buy a gift certificate for future shows. That's what helps us out right now at this time. Riverside has become such an incredible gem for this community. The productions that, you know, I go back and look at some of the things we've done over the last 10, 15 years, and it's amazing to see that what we have brought to the community and the surrounding areas. And you don't want to lose something like this. You want to keep it strong. So we will get through this tough time. Mm-hmm. We will get through the bumpy roads, and then it makes us stronger, Ted, and more resilient for what will come down the road. And very exciting to think about some of the things that we will have on the stage here in the near future.
Quick break with Patrick Ahern, Riverside Center for the Performing Arts, a Riverside Family Christmas, November 25th through December 27th. RiversideDT.com, 370-4300 for tickets. We'll be right back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Riverside Center for the Performing Arts, our focus, and a Riverside Family Christmas. Again, it's November 25th through December 27th. RiversideDT.com, 370-4300 for tickets. Patrick Ahern is here. Patrick, here, this is your last chance. This is the last chance to just mention real quick what you're going to sing. And there's silence. And there's silence. It was dramatic silence too.
You know, I'm going to tell you, one of the things I'm doing is a Barry Manilow song.
I love Barry Manilow.
It's called Because It's Christmas. It's about the children, and it's just beautiful. It's
okay.
So there's one.
Okay. I'll take whatever I can get.
Yeah. And there's another one that I'm doing that it's a favorite to a lot of people. So that's all I'll say.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So you'd be
it's not
you'd
necessarily
be...
a Christmas song.
So, oh, okay. That takes care. See, I think because
no,
I'm
excited to be a part of it, and you know, if hopefully it, people that have you know wanted to hear me sing will come out, and I'm sure I'll do things down the road. But so don't feel like oh my gosh, I'm the pressure is on that I got to go to hear him. You know, no, that's not what I'm saying here. If you feel comfortable coming, great. If not, there will be more things down the road. It's a great lineup of songs.
Yeah.
Carson Eubank, who you know, who is played Cosme McMoon in Souvenir, one of our top-notch music directors and conductors, is doing some wonderful arrangements. He's in the show as well as accompanying everybody, and it's just really going to be some beautiful, beautiful moments and uplifting. It's there's some really great songs that are going to be done, and even Christmas songs that you're used to being done in a different way that you've never heard before. So great group numbers, great solos, great duets. It's just going to be charming and emotional and uplifting.
Less than a minute here. Patrick, again, don't wait on tickets. Get them right now because it's smaller size, and it's not as long as often is. So if you're interested, get those tickets right now.
Yeah, call in and get your tickets. You know, I think this week is a great time to line yourself up because, you know, once we get into next week and closer to Thanksgiving, then those tickets are going to get snapped up quickly. So we open on the 25th of November and we run until the 27th of December. So and one other thing, we're floating the idea, Ted, of doing a Sip and Sing Supper Club for New Year's Eve. So we may have something here for New Year's Eve if everything is doing okay and we're allowed to have something here on New Year's Eve. You know, there you have it. So there's another thing that may be coming.
RiversideDT.com, 370-4300 for a Riverside Family Christmas, November 25th through December 27th. Patrick, thank you as always. Can't wait for this, and I can't wait to see you in studio soon. Thanks. Patrick Ahern with Riverside Center for the Performing Arts in Stafford. Again, a Riverside Family Christmas, November 25th through December 27th. Check it out. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.